Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. And this week is Easter week, and for Christians around the world, this coming Sunday, we are celebrating, we're commemorating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of this, I thought it would be well to spend some time in the scriptures that talk and detail this tremendous event, the truth, the reality of our faith depends on not just the birth of Jesus, but the fact that He actually rose from the grave. He is not there. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. And I want to be looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and I won't take the time to read it, but basically it begins by saying, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, when it was still dark, she went to the sepulcher, and she saw the stone taken away. And of course, she was startled by that, so she runs back and goes to Peter and to John and tells what she saw. And she says, we know not where they have laid him. And so then Peter and John ran to the sepulcher, and they found the napkin that was about his head and the linen clothes that were wrapped together in a place by itself. And They saw that the tomb was empty, but they didn't register all that Jesus had been telling them. So they went away again to their own home. That's verse 10. But in verse 11, it said, Mary, who loved Jesus, stood without at the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if they have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. And then on verse 19, the word says, Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. So at last they finally believed and understood what Jesus had been telling them. The scriptures testify that 40 days actually transpired between the resurrection of the living Christ and his ascension back to his heavenly Father. In the Gospel of Luke, we see that he made a detailed search concerning all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, and records that Jesus shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. That's Acts 1 and 3. The New Testament records at least 10 different post-resurrection appearances of our Lord to his disciples. On the very first Easter Sunday, the risen Lord appeared to Mary Magdalene and to the other women. He walked from Jerusalem to Emmaus with the two disciples. You remember that? And also on that first resurrection morn, he appeared to Simon. That's Luke 24:34. He appeared in the upper room to 10 of the apostles, as two believers from Emmaus described their fellowship with him. Praise God. Beloved, there's nothing that today's church or the individual Christian needs more than a fresh and vivid awareness that our Lord conquered death and the grave. We say that frequently, but do we really understand in the fullness of its dimensions what that signifies? And there are at least three things I'd like to share with you that this awareness could and would do for us. First of all, we need to discover that Christianity is a vital relationship with the living Lord. In terms of man's history, great men come and go, and they make an impact for a day. They might achieve eminence, and they receive the acclaim of the world. Biographers seek to interpret their thoughts and actions, and when they die, sometimes monuments are erected to their memory. But Jesus marched into the central place on the stage of human activities in the It was the greatest event in human history. He also died, but he did not disappear, for he arose and reappeared, and he remains upon the stage eternally the same. Men's beliefs about Christ and their understanding of him may change from age to age, but they don't change Jesus. He is God's final and sure word to man. He is God's grace that is given for our salvation. He's God's mercy for our healing. He's God's truth for our leading and our direction. He's forever alive and available. Praise God. And secondly, we have to understand that worship is an experience with the living Lord. Worship is something more than just going to church, hearing the choir sing, hearing the sermon of the preacher. Real worship is an experience with the one who's promised always to be present where two or three are gathered together in my name. He said that in Matthew 18 and 20. And to rediscover the living presence of Christ would both strengthen our faith as well as deepen our devotion. And thirdly, to experience Christ's living presence would cause us to discover, or perhaps I should rediscover, our mission to the world. Remember the Great Commission? He didn't come into the world just to merely give us a ticket to heaven and deliverance from hell. He came to redeem our lives from the power of evil, to cause us to walk in an abundant life and to utilize our lives in service to others. For most, the ministry to others is the opportunity and responsibility to be a personal witness. In other words, simply to testify, to communicate of what God has done in the past, and not only that, but what he can do in the present and future for those who will trust him. So how can we really experience the presence of the living Lord who arose triumphant over death and the grave? And we can learn some things as we study the record of how Jesus appeared to his disciples. And I think this should be interesting as we look at the scriptural account. So we see, according to scripture, the risen Christ appeared first to Mary Magdalene. And it's significant that Jesus appeared first of all to a woman. The scriptures say, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven devils. That's Mark 16 and 9. And we can assume, because Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, that he also wants to make himself real to us. Mary was no great person of prominence. She had no material wealth or academic credentials. She certainly didn't have political power. She was a sinner saved by His grace, just like the rest of us. But by appearing to her first, perhaps the Lord was demonstrating His availability to all who have hungry hearts and are willing to believe and trust. And not only that, she loved Him greatly. And so the risen Christ comes to us in times of our deepest need. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. The scriptures recount that Mary and other women came to the sepulcher at dawn on the first day of the week following the burial of Jesus, that they might complete their loving service of anointing and embalming His body. That's Luke 24:1. And can you imagine how shocked and horrified they must have been when they saw that great heavy stone rolled away and the body of their Lord missing? They must have had 1,000 questions tormenting their mind in a moment's instant as they considered that not only there was the terrible insult and suffering of the crucifixion, but now the indignity of His body being stolen. And they were astonished beyond words when they were informed by the angels that He was indeed alive and risen. And so, of course, they rushed to inform the apostles. And it was sometime during the early morning that Christ appeared to Mary while she was desolate, heartbroken, and overwhelmed with the thought that they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid Him. Christ, the living Lord, took the initiative in making Himself real to His disciples. He will walk into our thoughts, beloved, as we commune with Him, as we study the scriptures. He will reveal His presence to us as we seek His face. As we praise Him, He'll speak to our hearts if we will listen to His message whispering to the heartstrings of our heart. He will come to strengthen us in our times of weakness and guide us in the time of uncertainty if by faith we will trust and obey Him. Well, there's more I want to share as we look at the appearances of Christ to His disciples, and it's my prayer that He will appear anew and afresh with a greater reality and power in your life. Thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give our contact information. I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.